Hello, everybody. This is Terry Latham calling to you from Austin, Texas, getting ready for our big event out in Orlando, Florida. I know several people are already there, people en route to get there, and they'll be heading up tomorrow, Wednesday, and so forth and so on. This is our annual convention. We do it once a year. This is going to be we've shared over and over again, really a do-not-miss event, and we want to make sure to cover a few things. I was talking to Jerry today, and we want to make sure to cover a few things to make sure you get the most out of this function as you possibly can. So as you look at the convention, as you go there, guys, as you just go and kind of take it all in with where we are, and understand that if you're the newest person on the team, all the way to the people that's been here, at least on this team, for the past three and a half years. Just kind of, I want y'all to take this in. This is really a pivotal conference as we go forward. You're going to see some things on Thursday. It's going to lay out the whole weekend when it comes to new technologies and the direction of the company, where we're going. We're going to have a great event on Friday all the way through the day. There's going to be breakout sessions. You'll make sure to leverage the breakout sessions to kind of write down on what you want, to kind of chart out which breakout sections you'd like to get into the most. Friday night we have our Black Tie Gala. This is award ceremony, and this is going to be phenomenal. And then we go into Saturday. Got a lot of great things happening on Saturday. And all through this, you're going to hear a lot about the new technologies and the direction of the company. And then Saturday, we culminate with the Comic-Con, which I'm still trying to figure out what this is. But we're going to have a whole lot of fun anyway. Y'all know with your upline being myself and Jerry, we can just kind of get crazy out there doing this stuff. So there's certain things we're going to cover tonight. I'll ask a few people to come on this side at the same time, because there's things you need to make sure to do to get the most out of this weekend as you possibly can. So as we get in, as you come in on Thursday, guys, let me tell you, I've had people ask me about how important is it to be there for the kickoff. It's imperative. Don't miss it. Don't roll in late. This is where they're going to introduce the new technology, new products. A lot of new stuff's going to be introduced. It's going to set the pace. And then that evening, I know we're going to break for dinner, and I wanted Jerry to kind of – we've reserved a room for the whole team to get together that evening. All of us, we're going to be meeting in the same room. And Jerry, you want to talk a little bit about that, what we have going planned on Thursday night?
One of the things that sets our group apart is the fact that we make a very strong effort to make sure that everyone starts out feeling included as part of the team. What we know, Terry and I have built, and then we added Dr. Walker to this concept, and built on a really interesting premise that's worked out very well so far. You'll all be learning it deeper as we go along. And that was that we would take areas where it's unlikely for people who are single individuals to become a real entity real quickly. But maybe there are people that are in our group that are in the local area, or somebody that you could get on the phone with and share back and forth. This team concept is very, very, very important. So you hear people talking about the possibilities that know what the heck you're talking about. To that end, we started the very first year we were in with a opener, and it'll be after the products are announced and the product sales are taken care of. We will be meeting you. You'll go to dinner on that Thursday night, and then you want to sort of sneak back out of dinner after that, because at 8 p.m. at the convention center in room W340. That'll be our team meeting there. We've got a lot of recognition and things that you all qualified for that you won't get from the national stage. This is the brain trust of our team putting things together. So you want to be there. It's no purchase necessary. It's a freebie, and I'm just going down through my little thing here. We'll be presenting things that we'll be doing throughout the year. We'll also be taking a look at the team website. And all that is going to be rolled out on Thursday night. It'll talk about, and we'll do a couple of things where you'll actually meet and challenge one another. You will find out people from various parts of the country, various levels of success that make it feel a lot more homey. And then when you're moving around through the convention for the rest of the time, you'll be able to recognize somebody that's got similar, that had to go through the same crazy stuff that you did, and really pull you all together. I'm going to throw out one other little piece here, and that is we have a website that I use to post a few things, and particularly when we get to a convention situation. Now, this convention center, room 340, 8 p.m., that's an upper room. If you're like me, I could hear that on one of these calls, and I usually just say that's a detail. I'll ask somebody when it's time to get there. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to post on there on Redox 1. Now, that's R-E-D-O-X, and then the digit1.com. And I'll have a special box there that tells you where and when that time is. If you know somebody from our team that's going to be there, this is the one to make. You'll be surprised how much more fun and more connected you'll be going to that than a lot of the people that are at the event. They'll be kind of going, well, nobody knows me. Well, they'll know you after we get done with that. So, Terry, back to you.
You guys, you and Marsh have been really good about putting getting the groups together in the beginning. And I know y'all called me to see if I wanted to make sure to, if we're going to do one or whatever, it's always going to be my thing for us. We started this thing together and we'll finish this thing together. So, all right, guys, when y'all come in, I think that the dress attire for Thursday night, I think does everybody have to wear a Speedo or what is it, Jerry?
It should cover the appropriate parts. If none of you have ever worn one before, call up and we'll send you photos on how to do it correctly.
So anyway, all right. So there's been questions for me about how should you dress, and I want to give you my answer, and then I want to tell you. I always just assume business casual. At least always business casual. Okay. What I've always kind of done for myself, rule of thumb, if I see somebody on stage or if I see people that I would like to emulate or be like or at least make it to the ring, that's the way I've always either dressed, like those individuals. I just kind of, what I saw in the beginning, early on in my career, is I saw people dressed up, so I just kind of dressed up. So business casual is the attire slash as far as you want to go. And then make sure that you have, if you go meet somebody, make sure to meet as many people as you possibly can. This is a time where you can go out and shake hands and really practice your art, guys. I mean, we're paid to talk to people. This is a safe place. So go out there and shake your hand and introduce yourself to people and say, hey, my name is Terry Latham. What's your name? Where are you from? And find out, get used to asking people, here's something for you, an acrostic form. Family, occupation, recreation, and kind of at the message, but you won't be delivering the message. But get to know a little bit about people. If we ever do three ways together, I'm always going to ask you a little bit about the person's family. What do they do? They're married. What does the husband or wife do? And so forth and so on. These are things I like to know because it kind of puts the pieces of the puzzle together. So if you also, when you meet these people, ask them for their business card, okay? Ask them for their business card and maybe write some notes on the back of their business card. Now, fair warning, real quick. If you have your business cards and you give out your business card to somebody else, your job is to build your business. I just want to make this clear. Your job is to build your business, not to start fielding questions and doing a lot for other people. We always do certain as much as we can to help out cross-line individuals because a rising tide rises all boats. But I always kind of look for it in a situation of tit for tat. We help as many people as we possibly can, but also we want to make sure we can help each other. So just be forewarned, especially if you're in the medical profession, If you're a medical person, I would tend to keep my business cards close to me, which means I probably wouldn't give out business cards. Get their information, their email, and you can send them if you want to later, but that way you're not getting bombarded with somebody asking you about specific ailments or diseases, because it just tends to happen with where we are right now. So make sure you show up early, get good seats. If you can, get with your team. Make sure also to get your team members, the people you have there, make sure you get them and to introduce them to your Upline Diamonds, especially, you know, Jerry, myself, Maureen, and Dr. Dick, Gina. Make sure they especially part of this team, make sure they get to meet their diamonds and also other diamonds, because it kind of makes – it gets, like I said, it gets a little bit out there. And let me say this, for me personally, I know it's a little bit difficult sometimes to do that, because it's just kind of out of your comfort zone. I know for me in the beginning, to walk up to a diamond, when sometimes they feel like they're untouchable, it would just make me feel really uncomfortable. But I'm telling you some of the things that I did to make myself better. I've known people to walk up with recorders. Now, I don't know, you know, however you did that with your phone or whatever, but they'd fire off questions. Maybe you have three questions you might write down that you might want to ask somebody, a diamond or so forth, out there. Or if you're not a gold, you might want to ask a gold. Write those three questions down. Ask all those three questions of somebody that's at the conference. This is a time for you to learn. Also, at the convention, and I'm going to open it up for other people to come on, don't find yourself meandering around in the back just kind of tinkering around. They're going to give you a little notepad and a pen. Open it up and get ready. If you've ever been to a conference before and a convention or been a part of a network marketing company, you've not been to, if you have not been to an ASEA function, this is different. This is different. You guys, it's really like going and getting your plans ready for your annual plan. So be ready to take notes. Stay engaged, because your team will do what you do. If we're out there messing around, which I don't expect anybody to do, but I'm kind of hitting it out there, but they will do the same thing. If we don't feel like we need to listen to a certain speaker, they will do the same thing. So let's kind of lead from the front. If forever, wherever you want to go in this business, if it's to the top or wherever, if it's to the middle, wherever it may be, once you get to that point where you're very satisfied, you can do as you will. But in the meantime, just go above and beyond. I heard a guy say, who's a crown ambassador in the Amway company, and I studied a lot about those people and several different companies that never did Amway. But the guy said, if they do half of what I do, they will win. If my team does half of what we do, they will win. And that's always kind of resonated with me, from the way we dress, the way we act, the way we do certain things. Another thing, from my experience in network marketing, Jared, I don't know how you did, but I found myself find it very hard to sit through conferences at times. But one thing I did notice, that people making the biggest checks, they were their butts are in the seat, and they were taking notes. So make sure to do that. if you're going for the Comic-Con and as you go the whole thing. Oh yeah, your breakouts. You'll get your packet as you show up. You'll get your breakout. All the information there. Kind of circle what you want. If you have any questions, find Jerry or myself or somebody in your upline and fire off questions and ask us, and we will definitely give you our suggestions, what we feel like you should do, and kind of go from there. But like I said, we want to make sure that we all, and I appreciate the brain trust being Marcia, but yeah. Taking the time for putting together the gathering on Thursday night. It is a make no mistake about it. It is a really special time for us to come together as a team, to see other people, to connect, to shake hands. And some of y'all who were a part of this thing 3 years ago, the first one, I don't know how many people we had, 60, 80 people. People can remember, and to see how the thing's swollen to probably, I don't know, be about probably 400 plus. It depends how many show up to the deal. Jerry, you got anything else you want to add for it? Got to ask a few others to pop on this side?
Well, just the key is that when you're working, you want to make sure that you review. It takes some time when you get back out of your events and stuff. Your brain will be kind of sloshing sometimes because there's lots of information. But review that with other people that have gone through it. discuss the high points. You're also going to have a golden opportunity to be around people from other parts of the country and people who have perspectives. If you hear a story going on that you really want to plug someone else into, this is all about a network. You're going to network school, and this is the best place to network. There, you can split up when you're looking at the different classes to go through in the breakout sessions. And if you're husband-wife team, you might represent two different ones at a time. Try to cover with those. And I'll tell you that many times I will ask people at the end of the conference. It was a life-changing experience, something they'd never really been involved with before. But one of the greatest moments they have and the greatest memories they have was to start right and be at the event. So make sure you do that. At the event, for those of you, yeah, I will have some CDs. I got a new one out that you can grab from me, but make sure that you come up and ask me. These are little things where we just kind of record some people that are pretty good at what we do and get your hands on that sort of stuff. So, Terry, let's throw out our special guest.
So, hey, guys, for those of y'all who've been to a convention, a SEA convention, if you have anything you'd like to share, maybe comments you'd like to share for people listening in, hit *6, state your name, where you're calling in from, and we'll do that. And by the way, as y'all are doing that, Jerry hit a clear point. Make sure as you're writing notes, especially those of y'all who might have a team of people coming, on the back end of this thing, pull your team together. Guys, pull them together and start talking about the next function, okay, or the next event, in which we're going to have an Envision in Dallas, Texas in September. And we want to find out their goal, how many people they'd like to have there, and then we'll start executing a plan, but we'll get more detail there. So if you have any anything else they'd like to add?
The only other thing is just real quick that you want to make sure you pick up an indication of that you're on our team, because you'll see that we'll have a very different these wristbands and things that we give out, and the secret handshake. So if somebody gives you the secret signal from our team, then it's okay to talk to them. The rest of them, you have to hide under the table.
I'm ready. All right, guys. It's *6. Anything y'all want to add?
Terry, this is Sherry.
Sherry.
Hey, well, you know, I think y'all have covered everything, honestly. I think the thing that I remember most about all the conventions is what you talked about, the connections that you make. It's like, you know, would I ever know Bill Perry, you know, if I didn't go to convention, you know, and what a shame that would be. So it's the friendships and the connections you make that are really life-changing. And I like what y'all said about, you know, reaching out to as many people as possible, introducing people around. And I guess one other word of wisdom I'd say is that sometimes with the breakout sessions, there's so many breakout sessions that if you're with a team of people, then obviously, yes, go to the one that you know you really, really need. But for the others that, like, there's more of a general feel, then maybe divide and conquer, or have somebody else from your team go to some and you go to another, so that you can get the information out to your entire team.
Awesome. Thank you, Sherry. And this year, there's not as many as what you saw last year.
Okay, good.
they're very concerted and focused.
There will be a skinny dipping cannonball contest on Friday, so practice.
Sherry, do you feel like that every time somebody goes or that you've gone to a conference that you just wish you had more people there or wish you'd done a little bit more to have people there?
Absolutely. And what's funny is the people, I was just talking to somebody right before this call that's not able to go to convention, and I told them, I said, write this date down. It's Envision. You can't miss this one. You know, so if you do have a team member that can't make this, just like what Jerry talked about, you know, talk about the next big event, because we can. Some people can't make all of them, but if they can make one or two in a year, that can be life-changing for them. So you want to keep that in front of them at all times.
Awesome. Thank you, Sherry. Somebody else popped on? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. You were talking about the redox1.com, that website.
Yeah.
I didn't get what you were telling us about this.
Any special team of the White Latham teams, players, people in our group that want to find out, is there going to be a little breakaway meeting during the course of it? Are there going to be gatherings? Does somebody come up with a great idea and say, hey, can you put me in touch with somebody from Missoula or something like that? You might find those during the course of the event that we could post them up there and just keep your eyes on that site. It may only be one thing, and that might be just what our first day is, and I'll put that up there. But sometimes we want to get the word around to the whole team, and it's hard to find everybody there and make sure. But if you just check that when you get there, and sometimes if you think, well, I think I heard something, but I don't know for sure, then it'll be posted on that team website, Team Redox or redox1.com.
It's almost like an online
Walkers.
Board.
Okay, so
yes,
I have to find it on the computer, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
Yes, you can find it on the computer because most people have access to that. If you don't, then look over somebody's shoulder who has one of those handheld phone devices, and they'll let you do that. Remember, too, that this team includes Dr. Walker and Dr. Hayes. They're also part of what we do, and Gina Moran, if those names really strike it with you, those are your upline diamonds within our team. And you're all invited to be a part of our team and know the secret handshake. It will be the highlight of the remainder of your life.
Anybody else? Anybody else got any comment? I know I saw Bill Perry just send me a text. I know he heard his name all ago. He's itching to come on here and say something big, Cherry. I didn't mean really like big Sherry. I meant like small, dainty, cute Sherry. Oh, Bill, if you're speaking, buddy, you have to hit star 6, man. I guarantee you they'll be able to tag on.
I'll send her a text.
Did you?
Oh, and by the way, there is a quote by Bill Perry in the team flyer that's going out when you get there. And you're going to see a pretty radical book there with some pretty cool stuff. And Bill Perry's the only person that is quoted in that book.
Daggone! Yeah, you know, Bill, it's kind of cool. Bill has even got more people still coming to the convention, still getting people booked. Yeah, I think he had three more today. Hey, Bill, so from your very first convention, because I remember the first one, I don't think you wanted to go to. I mean, and you made a decision. How big of an impact did that make for you just to make the decision to go?
I tell you, Terry, it was everything because years and years and years ago, I was with another company, and I just never did get anything out of the convention. I mean, it was just a bunch of hype and a bunch of cheer rah rah, and you know, it was nice, but. But then, you know, I go, what do I really get out of this? And I figured, well, you know, it's probably going to be the same type of thing. But when I got there, I was so impressed. I mean, I thought I was in a Fortune 50 board meeting with Virtus Norton talking about the different strategies. And then... it's just like everything, just like this. And Virtus Norton was probably watching the, the video Genesis. So it's probably the main reason why I got aboard on this with this company and wanted to do this as a business. But when I went away from there, I couldn't convey it to everybody. I couldn't. What I experienced. I just couldn't. You can't tell it. I mean, you can tell it, but you can't. Unless you experience what this company is doing, what they're putting together, you can't. I don't care what you say. It can't be taught, or actually, it can't be expressed. You have to be there. And I just got everything out of it, and it was just incredible. And it just really made my conviction. I mean, we're definitely with the right company.
So, Bill, what would you suggest for people who are going for their first event? Or what's some things that they can do to get the most out of this event, would you say?
Definitely get with your team. I mean, I was hoping, I didn't know that you were put together. You want to get with your team. You want to get with your upline. You want to meet as many people. They don't even have to be in your team. I mean, C is our team. I mean, I have as many friends as I have in my organization outside, and I cherish every one of them. And that's what's so great about it. There's just not any kind of a they might not be in your pay line or anything like that. It doesn't matter. They have your support, and you've got their support. I mean, it's just there's no jealousy. There's billions of people, millions of people out there. I mean, and it's just the people that we and meet as many people as you can, and get connected with them, and get their contact information, and call them up. And just, I mean, I talked to a guy today that was, I was doing a presentation that I met in the Poconos at a base training that I used him. He's he's a doctor that I used him in a presentation with the same type of doctor today. And, I mean, this guy just was happy to do it. And that's just what you have here at this company. And I just say, try to, the main thing is try to get with everybody. And then the next time you come to this event, be sure you bring more people. Because that's the whole deal. A destination event are huge. They are the cornerstone and the baseline of your success in the business. And I tell you what, I guarantee you, Jerry White and Terry Latham, Sherry Marshall, and Maureen Hayes, all these leaders, they know how many people in the organization are coming, and they're going to guarantee you next year there's going to be more. And that is the whole key, because that's it, getting people, because no one can ever experience what they're going to experience when they get there, and then that's your baseline. That's way I feel about it.
Awesome, thank you, Bill. As we come to the bottom of the hour, anybody else have anything they want to add? Hit star six, maybe something they might want to share. Jerry, I hope that was not a zipper.
It was my suitcase. Okay.
I got to stop from being recorded. Okay, guys, hey, look, we're at the bottom of the hour. All kidding aside, really, guys, this is where the fuel, I mean, the rubber hits the pavement. However y'all want to use it, make the most of the next few days as you're out there. Take the notes, get together your team, get with your upline. Make sure to meet your come meet us, your upline diamonds. If you don't know who you're upline, silver, bronze, gold, platinum, we will make sure to introduce you to them. Make sure you meet other team members. Make sure you leverage your time wisely. Like I said, I mean, this is a perfect place to exercise your practice, to kind of hone in your practice. Maybe write down three questions that you'd like to ask any leader in the field, in a diamond, and ask those. Ask them the same three questions. You know, whatever it's what you feel that you feel like you need to know. Okay, and then kind of keep it and have fun, enjoy it, and know that this thing runs in cycles, and we're coming on the back end of this stuff. And you're gonna some of you might feel a little tired, but on the back end of this, it's literally go time. This company is about to hit. You're starting to see several people break some executive ranks pretty quick. Things are starting to happen, and they're also on the executive board. Our president and the leaders on the corporate side, they met with our board, Bertus Norton, his son, and other board members, and they've okayed an aggressive 3-year plan. So y'all should hopefully hear some more about this. So, guys, y'all have an absolute fantastic night. Make sure you get good rest, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there at convention here pretty quick. Jared, when are you getting out there?
I'm going to be there Tuesday afternoon, and anybody that that comes up and works with us on that time, I made a pact. I talked to Marcia, and I said, look, if they'll come up and actually talk to us, then we'll actually be forced to have to be nice to them for 2 weeks. So it's a special offering.
Awesome. And I'm going to give you your phone number. Jerry's cell phone is 509-981-4021. So 509-981-4021. And mine is 512-577-9662. 512-577-9662. Okay, guys, I hope you all enjoyed tonight. I hope you found it useful. I wasn't going to throw some flames tonight by way of pump everybody up. You got enough of that coming. The next Monday's call, I will be leveraging a lot of people who made it there. This is always the most exciting call on the back end of a convention because you're going to hear a lot of good stuff. So everybody have a fantastic week. Look forward to seeing you out there at convention. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jerry. Thanks, Jerry.
Hey, thanks, team. Bill. See you out there. We'll have a blast. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you guys.